not alone for adults, but also for the children. Our next guest is Miss Louise Singley, who has charge of the children's department at the library. Miss Singley, how do you get children to read good books?
Well, the problem of promoting good reading among American children is, above everything else, a problem of making good reading matter accessible. To accomplish this, the children's department tries to surround the child on every side with every type of book that he may need for his development, from the best in print. Not only do we provide attractive collections in each library building, but we go out to the children with books tucked under our arms, figuratively speaking, by placing books in public and parochial schools, in public institutions for children, in summer camps, and by conducting story hours and summer reading clubs. Our vision for the future depends on more space for reading clubs for older children, a study room, a parent-teacher's room, and more adequate quarters for the story hours. Dr. Dunbar, do you know that last year the children of Kalamazoo borrowed more than 250,000 books from the Van Dusen room, the branch libraries, and the public libraries collections in all the schools?
No, Miss Singley, I certainly didn't know that. 250,000. How many is that per child in our community?
Well, if we estimate the group we serve at 10,000, that would be about 25 books per child.
Well, that's quite wonderful. Next, let's hear from Miss Eleanor Mason, who has charge of the art department. Just where is that located, Miss Mason?
The art department is in the second building south of the main library, a house called the Library Annex. It is worth the extra steps to get there because nearly everyone will find pleasure or information, whether it is a book on lettering or a gay framed picture for your wall. We can help you plan or remodel your house and decorate its rooms. If you have or need a hobby, see the books and pictures on antiques, coins, photography, painting, and crafts such as weaving, ceramics, and knitting. If you like music, you can rent phonograph records. When you plan a club program, you can borrow slides and 16-millimeter films on many subjects and rent a projector to show them.
Well, well, so the library loans records and films as well as books. Well, now, how about the museum? I'm happy to introduce as our next guest, Alexis Prowse, museum curator.
The Kalamazoo Public Museum, as a part of the public library system, is a rich community resource full of ideas about man, his history, and the world he lives in. The museum, however, not only brings you ideas or concepts, it also brings you the very objects upon which the ideas are founded. Here you can see how the Arctic Eskimo and the native of the African jungle have conquered their respective environments, how Babylonians of 5,000 years ago solved the problem of keeping records by writing on clay tablets. You can actually come to the museum and take exhibits home with you. There are exhibits on natural history, general science, geography, geology, as well as models, charts, flags, and dolls. If you have a special subject, the museum can almost always assemble an exhibit about it. Like books, loan exhibits at the museum are free for your use. All you need is your library card. Another service that the museum gives to your community is to take school, church, and club groups for lecture tours of the museum.
Well, now, Mr. Prowse, speaking of local school, church, and club groups, gives me a good cue for the introduction of Mrs. Gladys Miller, who provides the library's community group counseling service. That must be an interesting job, Mrs. Miller.
Well, I think I have the most interesting job in the library, working with groups and organizations, in helping to plan programs, assisting in discussion leading techniques, and oft times acting as discussion leader. Exhibits of library materials are shown at regular meetings of groups, and members borrow the items directly from those displays. Labor groups, mothers groups, PDAs, and church groups are already using this service. Also, it has been fun to work with other community agencies in planning conferences and in organizing new groups, such as the Kalamazoo Film Council. And the two Great Books discussion groups are also part of my responsibility. Probably they sound stuffy to you, but actually they are just a revival of old-time Cracker Barrel discussions.
Well, they don't sound at all stuffy to me, Mrs. Miller, and I've heard they're quite popular, too. Finally, we come to the chief librarian, Mr. William Chait. He is something of a newcomer to our community, having taken over his position only 10 months ago. He succeeded Miss Jean Griffin, who retired after a long record of service to our community through the library. Mr. Chait, I'd like to ask you to fill in any gaps in our description of the library service, and then go on and tell us your idea of the library of tomorrow and what is needed to translate your dreams into reality.
To those who wish to learn more about the library and its services, we would like to extend an invitation to visit us and find out what we are doing. We also hope that people will keep us informed concerning new services that they would like the library to render, and we will try to meet their needs. For instance, our phonograph record service was started recently because of popular demand. The library of tomorrow, which I dream about, is one which we are trying to achieve today. Our library must be a source of information, education, and recreation to the people of our community. It must gather and organize the accumulated knowledge of mankind, whether in books, magazines, films, recordings, or other means of communication, and guide its use so that all our citizens will be better informed and better able to meet their daily needs. Library service must be brought to the places where people live, work, and go to school through a system of branch libraries. I look upon a library as a workshop in ideas which is needed by all our people, both children and adults. Our greatest need at the present time is additional space to carry on our work, and I am looking forward to the time when we can build a new library and museum so that we can improve our present services, house many thousands of volumes which are now in storage, start new services which are needed, and give the people of Kalamazoo pleasant, comfortable surroundings in which to work and study.
Thank you, Mr. Chait, and best wishes to you and to the members of the staff of the Kalamazoo Public Library.
The Bank with the Clock, the Industrial State Bank, Michigan Avenue at Portage Street, and at Washington Square, has been pleased to bring you another in the series of programs, Know Your City. They hope you've enjoyed this program about the public library, its many services and books which are available to you. And speaking of books, an important book in every home is a savings passbook. Stop in and open your savings account at the Bank for Savings, the Industrial State Bank, conveniently located at Michigan Avenue at Portage and at Washington Square.
WKZO with studios in Radio City, Kalamazoo.